This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. This is your music, the music that matters. Sweet dreams are made of these. This is the Sounds of Summer with Mark Lloyd
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Hi there, it's Mark Lloyd from the Sounds of Summer. Now, a very busy show today. We talked Onam and at the festival that, of course, was being celebrated today. We also visited some very cool Asian restaurants. We talked comedy on the Laughter Factory and we tested out your memories on hits and headlines.
This is the Sounds of Summer with Mark Lloyd. Now,
Dubai
Eye 103.8. Yeah, Zina, today's a big celebration. When I walked in the office, the saris and the clothes that of our colleagues were wearing just absolutely blew me away.
You were surrounded by beautiful ladies and lots of really good food.
Indeed. And talking of beautiful ladies, we've got one joining us right now in Shruti. And here's a blast from the past. We used to be on the ticket together.
We were. Yeah. 3 years ago.
It took us 3 years to get in one studio again, hasn't it? Today's a big day for you. It's Onam. Tell me a little bit of background on why we celebrate this.
Sure. So it is, it's our harvest festival and it is celebrated in Kerala. Irrespective of your religion, everyone celebrates it. And traditionally, it's a 10-day celebration. So there are events happening in Kerala throughout and they have boat races, there's processions, there's dances. Of course, this year, it's all moved indoors. There's no celebration because of social distancing, because of the COVID-19, of course. So a lot of the events have been cancelled, but that doesn't stop people from going out and eating.
Yeah.
Staying home and eating,
right.
Because we do something called the traditional sadhya meal, which is 24 dishes and it's served on a banana leaf. And it is, I think, the highlight of any festival in India. And it's everything from you get banana chips to you get this savory tamarind paste to different types of vegetables. It's completely vegetarian.
Okay.
And you obviously finish it off with some rice and some curry. So the vegetable curry as well, rasam and sambar. And so, yeah, 24 dishes, and that's what you traditionally eat during Onam.
I think we need an invitation, Zina. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm just inviting myself.
No, it's a lovely part of the world, is Cochin. I've been lucky enough to be to visit there, and of course, all the backwaters and the houseboats. I can imagine it's an amazing celebration. So, I mean, preparation, 24 dishes. I mean, when do you start preparing all this?
Well, I've seen my mum do it in the past and she normally starts prepping the vegetables the night before.
Okay.
And now, of course, you know, with the commercialization of everything, mm-hmm. you can actually go to supermarkets and buy prepackaged sort of like portion vegetables for
right.
each dishes.
Okay.
So it's a bit easier, but you still have to go through the whole peeling, cutting, chopping in certain, you know, they have to be dices for some of them, slices of some of them. So, it's a long process, but the prep starts the night before and then early in the morning after we pray, then we start the cooking process.
Right. So mums are going to be cooking across the city to come up with these dishes. What are some of your favourite dishes? I mean, you say there's 24 of them. What do you particularly like?
So I have a bit of a sweet tooth, so I have to go for the payasam, which is the sort of our rice pudding.
Okay. Is that a dessert?
Yes, it's a dessert. And it's sometimes made, depending on, you can have up to three of them. So one of them is just milk with this flattened rice flour that we do. It's called adda.
Yeah.
Or we do something with jaggery, and it's lentils with jaggery, or you can do rice again with jaggery. So it depends on where you get it from, but you can have three different varieties of it.
Yeah, and I mentioned some of our colleagues and are all dressed up in their saris today, and they seem to be the same color. Is this kind of gold white color scheme?
Yeah, that is the traditional South Indian or Kerala sari, I should say. And the great part about that is it's actually in two parts. So the top part is different and the bottom part is different, unlike a traditional sari, which is just one long piece of fabric.
Okay.
So it's also draped differently in Kerala, where you wear the bottom separately and then you drape the top on top of it.
That's interesting, isn't it? I'd have never known that. I'm learning so much today.
Me neither. But why aren't you wearing a sari?
Oh, well, because I wake up at 4 a.m. and there's no way I'm wearing
enough.
A sari.
Yeah, 4 a.m. should be late for work to put a sari on. I mean, you know, if we want to go out and celebrate, a few Asian restaurants that you could recommend where we might want to celebrate Onam.
Well, if you have to celebrate Onam, then I would recommend you go to the small places in Karama, the holes in the wall that you may have seen, because they are the ones where you can get a sadhya. But I have a feeling most of them will be sold out because it's quite in demand.
Really?
And there's also a trend now to order sadhya home. So people actually undertake delivery. So they give you little like bite-sized portions of it. So 24 little pieces that you get. And then you can have a sadhya at home, including the banana leaf.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it's all served on a bit, laid out on the table on a banana leaf.
Yes.
Yeah, very Instagrammable, I guess.
Extremely.
I mean, when it comes to Asian food, you've got a few recommendations for us where we might want to pop along and, you know, celebrate some food from Asia. Where would you recommend?
Well, I have picked my top five, and this is not anything to do with Indian food, because I feel like Indian food needs to be a genre of its own. Because, you know, everywhere you go, every area you go in India, you have different food.
Yeah.
But I have picked my favorite South Asian cuisines, and starting with Korean food, of course.
Yeah.
And we don't have
to
go.
You're a big fan of K-pop.
I love K-pop. Well, everything Korea, let's just say.
Yeah, I was saying my wife at the moment is just watching Korean soap operas. I feel like I'm arriving home and I'm in Seoul, I'm in downtown Seoul. You know, Korean being spoken, and as mentioned that, you know, when things get back to normal, we've got to go to Korea for a holiday.
Yeah, I'm waiting to do that as well. I mean, I've taken it so far that when I answer the phone now, I say Yoboseyo, which is hello in Korean.
I don't even know what that means.
So where's this Korean restaurant?
Well, we don't have to go far for this one. It's just across the road from where we are at the moment. That's in Media City, and it's called Shogun. And I think that is by far my favorite Korean place in Dubai.
Yeah.
It's quite a casual place, and it's really cool because they also have Ugly Burger there now, which is a burger joint. So if you're not into your Korean food or sushi, because they also serve that, you can have a burger. But my pick from that place would be the bulgogi, which is this really thin strips of beef, which is marinated and then sort of barbecued. And then the other thing that I would pick is called tteokbokki, which is the rice cakes that you get, which is with a spicy gochujang sauce. And those will be my two picks for the Korean restaurant.
She knows more about Korean than the Indian food. Thai cuisine is my favorite. So you've got a pick for Thai as well.
Yes. So I have picked Cafe Isan. This is in JLT. And I really like this place. It's a small little place. But what I like about it is that they do a small menu, but they do it well. And I think that's the sign of a good restaurant. If they have a small menu, I feel like they hit the mark because they get every dish right. And they do this really delicious Penang curry, which is the red curry.
Nice.
Yes. Or they do a really great papaya salad. And it's so fresh, but very spicy. So you have to be prepared for that.
Okay. That's Thai then. Vietnamese, very popular.
Staying in JLT. It's called Vietnamese Foodies. And I think it's one of the most budget-friendly places I've been to. You can get an entire bowl of pho for 24 dirhams. And it's called the small size, but it's big enough to fill you up for two meals.
Is it really?
It is.
What is it? Pho?
Pho, yes. So it's the noodles in a broth, and it's got chicken, it's got vegetables, and of course bean sprouts on top.
Right. I was thinking you said pho that grows on a cat then. No, sounds great. Vietnamese food. Couple more. We've got Cake Bloom to talk about.
Yes, this is this trendy new cafe that's opened up in Jumeirah. It is a Korean place, but it only does four types of cakes and coffee. And I tried three of them over this weekend. And one of them was a strawberry one, one of them was a honeydew one, and one was a cantaloupe. And the honeydew was by far my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It was the cake was freshly made every single day, and they put fresh pieces of fruit in the cake and on top of it.
Nice.
So it's absolutely fresh and delicious. And I do not experiment with my desserts, but I have to say this place changed my mind.
And I think it's really cool when a place, you know, just focuses on what they do best.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't kind of diverse.
No, and it is absolutely Instagram friendly. Everything is millennial pink, and it's just beautiful and chic. I really like this place.
Okay, and I think we're going to wrap up with some noodles.
Well, yes, this place is called Noodle Bowl, and it's a hole in the wall in Diafa Street. And I have to say, my favorite thing about this restaurant is their dim sums.
Yeah.
They do the xiaolong bao, which is the dumplings that's filled with broth. Uh-huh. And it is absolutely delicious. Usually, I've never been disappointed until the last time I went there, which kind of let me down a little bit. But I have been there many times, and you can get a bowl of dumplings for just 20 dirhams. And
amazing.
It's just incredible.
And that is my part of town. I love old Dubai. So Diafa Street would be definitely on my list. Fantastic, Sruthi. What's for lunch today?
Well, I'm going to take it easy for lunch because I'm having a big Onam dinner tonight. So I will, you know, save my carbs for then.
Well, have a great celebration and thanks so much for joining us. Don't leave it another 3 years before you come on the show. That's Sruthi once again, producer of The Business Breakfast.
It may be hot, but these tunes are cool.
The Sounds of Summer with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Comedy coming up next on the show. Gail Clough, though, from The Laughter Factory joins us on the line. We've got plenty to look forward to when it comes to comedy. Certainly coming up in September. What have you got lined up?
Right, okay, we've got three absolutely brilliant acts flying in from the UK.
Okay.
We've gone intelligent with one this month. Yeah, Stephen Carlin, and we've gone intelligent. I know, for all the Guardian readers out there, yeah. We've gone out on a limb with Stephen Carlin. I'm hoping people love him. He supports an act that's very left called Stuart Lee, and the kind of the Ricky Gervais tribe of people, you know, the intelligent comics, basically.
All right.
So all these kind of clever acts all take Stephen Carlin out as a support. So
when you say clever, is it the actual material that they deliver?
Yeah, a bit like stuff that Ricky Gervais does. You know, he's a thinking man's comic.
Yeah, yeah.
Slightly left wing.
Got a little clip of him. Let's have a listen.
In my first gig, as such, it was a school nativity play. And I played the part of Joseph in my school nativity. Joseph Stalin. So, unfortunately, I was a bit of a method actor in those days. That's right, so one or two of my classmates did die.
Right, that's Stephen Carlin then. Stand-up, the thinking man's kind of stand-up. Now,
I hope we're ready for that.
Yeah, you always put kind of three together, one of them being a lady usually. Is that the same formula this time?
Yes, we've got Sally Ann Hayward. She is absolutely brilliant. You know, she gets rave reviews. She's got quite a few five-star reviews from Edinburgh and, you know, some really good publications back in the UK as well. And she writes a lot of stuff as well. She's also another one who's been all over the world. And she supports a lady, I don't know if you've heard of, a lady called Sarah Millican.
Oh, yes, yes.
And Russell Kane, she's their support act as well. So, you know, she's bound to be very good. We've had her before, actually, quite a few years ago.
I mean, how have the female comics been received here? And, you know, by all accounts, I'm hearing they go down a bomb.
Yeah, they go down an absolute bomb to the point that if I don't have a girl on the bill, I get told off. But the problem is with the female comics, there is still a shortage of very good ones. And my difficulty is once they become famous, they shoot onto television and become famous in a nanosecond.
Yeah.
So I've got to try and be quick and catch them before they become famous.
Let's have a listen to Sally Ann. Here she is.
When he's not around, I wear his tracksuit bottoms because it makes me feel a little bit closer to him.
Thank you.
People do that, don't they? I've got friends. They're divorced now. But he still wears her scarf. And she wears his house.
Sally Ann, then, being the female comedian on this particular tour. And then you've got somebody called Pierre Hollins. What do we know about Pierre?
Oh, well, Pierre Hollins is an ex-street entertainer, and he's also a published author, so you get that perfect mix of somebody that can perform and write. And it's quite funny, the Shanghai City Weekends suggested that he be mayor of a small village in China.
Right. I mean, a lot of comics, very, very smart people, you know, and but that, you know, many have dropped out from, you know, I remember one that we interviewed was, you know, like a microbiologist or something. And, you know, they just decided that comedy's for
them. Dara Breen, when we first booked him years ago, he was a nuclear physicist or something.
Yeah. So Pierre Hollins, how would you describe his style?
But yeah, he's like street entertainer. So he's like full on performer, gets the crowd going, plays a little bit of guitar. But then he also has this brilliant material because he's been published a couple of books, you know,
yeah,
that have done quite well. So yeah, so it'll be, it should be a really good show. And the nicest thing is seeing our regulars again as well, coming back into the club, you know.
Yeah.
I think people have really not just missed the comics, but missed each other.
Exactly.
We're all a bit of nerds now. After all, 25 years, we're all comedy nerds.
So you've got your tour starting in September 17th, I believe, at the Mövenpick.
That's correct, yeah. We're doing two nights there at the Mövenpick. Then Saturday we go to the Beale House in the Greens. And then we're Grand Millennium the following Thursday at Barshire Heights. And then we finish up at the Hilton down on JBR Walk there.
And of course, now with the new kind of setup, I believe dining is involved as well. So just tell me, you know, the kind of difference from before to how it is going to a Laughter Factory gig today.
Yeah, well, now it's a lot of people actually prefer it. It's tables and table service, and you come early and have a dinner before the show.
Excellent. So
quite
dinner
a nice
comedy
evening for people, really. Yes,
dinner comedy.
Like a proper club, yeah.
Well, brilliant, Gail. Thanks so much, as always, for letting us know all about it. And I'm guessing for more information, we head to thelaughterfactory.com.
Yes, the tickets are on sale now, thelaughterfactory.com.
Brilliant. Gail, have a fabulous day. And thanks so much for joining us to talk all things comedy.
Thanks.
This is The Sounds of Summer with Mark Lloyd.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Now, how good a memory have you got? I can probably tell you you've all got better memories than I have. But I'm going to test you out a little bit this afternoon on hits and headlines. Can you remember the year that I'm actually talking about from these facts and these songs? Now, in this year, the Berlin Wall, remember that? The Berlin Wall between East and West Germany, it fell, representing the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union on November the 9th in this year. Now, big movies to watch were Driving Miss Daisy, Field of Dreams, The Little Mermaid, also When Harry Met Sally. Just love that movie with Sally Field in that. And also Steel Magnolias was also a big movie in this year. And get a load of this. The price of a 12-pack of Pepsi was $2.99. And if you wanted to buy yourself a Sony Walkman to listen to some of your favourite tunes on, then it would have cost you $79. And the top 10 baby names of this particular year included Jessica. Ashley was popular as well. So was Amanda and Michael. Chris was a popular name, as was Topher. That's unusual, isn't it? T-O-P-H-E-R, Topher. And Joshua and David, some of the most popular baby names of the year. And finally, Time Magazine's Man of the Year was Mikhail Gorbachev.
The Sounds of Summer with Mark Lloyd.
Only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Thanks everyone who messaged along. Hits and headlines is what we've been doing today. Some great memories from years gone by of things that have happened, sporting events and big movies. We're going to go to the line, see if we can get a correct year. Mohammed, a very good afternoon to you. How's your day been so far?
Good afternoon. Hi. Well, it's been all right. This is the first time, actually, I have messaged you.
Really?
I'm hoping I'm well.
Well, thanks for the message, Mohammed. I'm glad we've made that connection after so long. So what year do you think it was with all those big hits and all those headlines and the big movies like Batman, Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, Lethal Weapon 2? What is your guess?
It's 1987. I think it's 1987.
You think it's 1987. You've got the right decade, but not the right year. Thank you for calling us, Mohammed. Line two, we've got Rachel joining us. Hey, Rachel, how are you today?
I'm really well, thank you.
You're really, really well. Fantastic.
I am.
What's made you feel so happy today?
The children are back at school.
Right.
I've got a bit of time on my hands.
Yeah, a bit of me time, eh?
Yeah,
little bit of me time. Good for you, Rachel. Well, I was just mentioning some of the headlines, of course, when it came to sport. The Super Bowl champions were the San Francisco 49ers. Big hits in the year included Straight Up from Paula Abdul, The Living Years, Mike and the Mechanics. What year do you think it is, Rachel?
1988.
Oh, again, correct decade, but just a little whisker away. We're going to go to the telephone lines one more time, where I believe we've got another caller joining us any minute now. What do you think that year was? Of course, there were so many big headlines from it. The Lexus was introduced onto the American market. The Energizer Bunny was unleashed on what was an unsuspecting public. Also, Buddy, the golden retriever that played the original Air Bud, he came on the scene as well. We're going to go to the lines one more time, where Ed is going to have a stab at this one. Hey, Ed, a very good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm good, thanks.
Good. Right then. So, I mean, we've had 1987. We've had 1988. Both incorrect. Which year do you think our mystery year is?
This is easy. This is really easy. 1989
is absolutely spot on. Well done, Ed. Why was it easy for you? Why was it easy?
Well, the thing is, I moved to Berlin just a few months after the wall came down.
Right.
So it's something that you don't forget.
Yeah, that would stick in your mind forever, wouldn't it?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ed, for being with us. You've got the bragging rights for today. Bang on, 1989 was the year. Yeah. And we had a lot of other listeners as well who got that absolutely spot on. We had Jay, you got 1989. So did Claire as well. Well done to you, Claire. Ed, we just spoke to there, and many more. That was Hits and Headlines.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to DubaiEye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.